Amen. God can use it. Am I going? Should I go to America? Should I go to Nigeria? He can show you things, even by dream. Praise God. Should I relocate to Ghana? Should I relocate to Asia? You know, wherever. Praise God. Verse 22, Matthew chapter 2 says, but when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. But being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. So God can use dreams, amen, to reveal to us which way to go. Hallelujah, where to live. Now, before I go on, I'm about to round up soon, but there's still a lot. Can I quickly talk about necromancy? Necromancy is where dead people appear and speak to you. It is demonic. When they went to look for Jesus Christ in the tomb. Do you remember the question they asked them? After he was dead, what was the question? Why seek ye the living amongst the dead? No, you shouldn't. Don't tell me your dead mother. You know, people know how to spiritualize things. My dead mother appeared and told me this is what to do. No, 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 no. It is appointed unto man once to die. Is that not the Bible? It is appointed unto man once to die. After that, judgment. Once. You die once. That person is dead. When my mom died, you know, I had this dream a couple of months after my mom died. As I was in the room and then I saw my mom searching for something. You know, I was so close to her. And I was almost tempted to speak to her, you know. But even in the dream, I quickly turned and I said, no, you are dead. What are you doing here? Out in the name of Jesus. Because my spirit was alert. I told her, out. Amen. It doesn't matter. When the devil wants to enter your life, he knows. He knows people that you love. He will want to come in through them. Amen. So if you dream and you are seeing dead relatives, please take time and pray about it. Cut off from them. Cut off that soul tie that you've had with them. Amen. We don't look for the living amongst the dead. Somebody say amen. What do you do when you dream? If your spirit is troubled, seek God for interpretation. Don't just say, I don't understand it. I don't, you know, some people are so casual with life. Hallelujah. No, you can't be casual about spiritual things. Amen. If you don't have understanding, seek interpretation. If you dream and you are troubled about that dream, just like Nebuchadnezzar in the book of Daniel, when he dreamt and he was troubled, what did he do? He sought for interpretation. Amen. But now we have the Spirit of God. You can pray and ask God to interpret the dream. And you keep seeking his face. The Lord can show it to you. And where you don't have understanding, you can speak to pastor. Amen. But don't just keep your dream and say, well, it doesn't matter. It was a dream anyway. I'm sure from all the scriptures we've read, you know it wasn't a dream anyway. Praise God. Amen. Interpretation of dreams in Genesis 40 verse 8, it says interpretations belong to God. That's what Joseph said. Interpretations belong to God. So ask God for interpretation. Dreams can be reversed by prayer. Praise God. In Daniel chapter 4, it was said about Nebuchadnezzar. Let's go to Daniel chapter 4. But because of time, amen. It was established. But Nebuchadnezzar repented and the Lord reversed it. Praise God. So if you have any dream, God reveals so that you can be redeemed. Hallelujah. If you pray, it can be reversed. Say it again. If I pray, it can be reversed. If I pray, shout hallelujah. Pray about the dream until you are led to stop. If you are not led, keep remembering it every morning when you go on your knees. Praise God. Amen. Daniel chapter 7 verse 16. Let's open that. Daniel chapter 7. I'm sorry, I'm going beyond the time a bit, but I want to just quickly finish this. Hallelujah. Are you being blessed? Daniel chapter 7 and verse 16. Where is my book of Daniel? Amen. I'm recording this so you can have the tape. Amen. This is our cell meeting, but I know that most of you would want this, so I've decided to record it so you can get it on Sunday. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 16. Praise the Lord. Verse 16 says, okay. Read from verse 15. Verse 15 says, I, Daniel, I was grieved in my spirit within my body, and the visions of my head did what? Troubled me. He wanted interpretation. The vision of his head troubled him. So when the vision of your head troubles you, do what Daniel did. And Daniel said, I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth about all this. So he told me and made me to know the interpretation of these things. Hallelujah. Amen. He had had a dream before. He had had a vision before. Hallelujah. And he was troubled. And so he now sought the face of the Lord and he had another vision, another dream. And in this vision, that dream was explained. And they now went on to say what he had dreamt before to explain it. So sometimes you can have another dream that explains another dream. Praise God. Or you could have a scripture that explains a dream. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you have a prophetic dream, write it down. If you have a prophetic dream, please write it down. Have a book of dreams. I keep a book of dreams. I didn't used to. And so things will happen and repeat. And I'm thinking, I'll ask Pastor Honey, do you remember this dream? You know, and after a while, I started writing down my dreams. I code it. So if you pick up that book, you may not understand. But I am the one that had the dream. So I remember. So if you dream a lot, record it. Have a book of dreams. Have a book of testimonies. Things that God has. You know, sometimes you know why we complain. And we feel so bitter about God. It's because you don't keep a record. If you did truly keep a record of testimonies, you pick it up and begin to read. And you would know that God has truly been good to you. Would we start to keep a record of our dreams and a record of our testimonies? Write down all the good things that the Lord is doing in your life. And whenever the devil tells you that God has not been good, pick up that book and start reading it. And you really see that the Lord has been faithful to you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Go to Daniel chapter 7 verse 1. It says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head while he was on his bed. Then he did what? He wrote down what? Let's read the different versions. My version says, he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. Yes? Who else? He wrote down the substance of his dream. He was coding it. He was just writing the main thing so that if anybody else sees it, they probably won't understand. But he would understand. Any other version? He wrote down the total sum of the matters. So it's good to write down your dreams. And then you can go back and check on it. Hallelujah, somebody. And then sometimes you can see patterns. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, how do we test our dreams? How do you test? Jeremiah 23 and verse 25. Deuteronomy 13 and verse 1 tells us, if somebody keeps coming to tell you, I dreamt this, I dreamt this, I dreamt this, and it doesn't come to pass, that person is a false prophet. For those of you that have just come in, I want to reiterate. Most of us women, people like to control us by dreams. They will see you after church, stop you in the car park, stop you in the corner. I had this dream. And somebody wants to rule your life by their dreams. Don't let it happen. Hello. 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 Amen. Every day they are seeing negative dreams and they want to rule your life. No, that is not right. Praise the Lord. Any dream that seduces you away from God, but draws you to a person, is not of God. That dream should move you to God, not to a person. Hello? The word of God should draw you to Christ, not to a person. Amen. Are you getting my point? Testing of dreams. If that dream is not true, it is false. Test it, whether it is true or false. If the dream puts you in bondage and fear, it is not of God. Dreams where they tell you, don't travel today. Don't travel, don't enter plane for the next 2 months. No, no, no. A dream will tell you, I had this revelation. Pray about it and then you enter. What does the Bible say? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will do what? Fear no evil. Any dream that keeps you in bondage and fear is not of God. Are you listening to me? For God has not given us what? The spirit of fear. Fear is not of God. He has given us, you know, many times we talk about what he hasn't given us. But the Bible didn't end there. He tells us about what he also gave us. God has not given unto us the spirit of fear, but he has given unto us the spirit of what? Love, of power, and of sound mind. Lift up your hands and say, I have a sound mind. Fear is not my portion. Hallelujah. Any dream that puts you know, all these white garment churches, they say, don't go out for 3 months. Don't enter train. No. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If there's going to be a plane crash, then God will either not let you enter that aircraft, or he will give you another aircraft. But life goes on because Jesus said, occupy until what? I come. No, you can't occupy lying down on your bed. After you've prayed, go out in faith. Don't let any dream keep you in bondage. Somebody shout hallelujah. Any dream that is used to control you is not of God. And any dream that is contrary to the word of God is not of God. A sister joined this church recently. And then, you know, through some whatever, the Lord began to speak to us as a church. And we began to search out the person in the spirit. Like I said, we don't know no man by flesh. And by the time we prayed, the Lord began to tell us some things and we had to call the person. And in the process of the interview, we discovered, the person now told me, one of the churches that she used to go to, that the pastor is her husband. And excuse me? Is he not married? He said he's married. But the wife is that pastor is my husband. Say, show me in the word of God. And she told me a dream about somebody that had died somewhere, a pastor's wife that had died. And she told me that pastor's wife is about to resurrect in TCI. And I told, of course, you know what that means. In other words, that thing is about to happen here. And I told her, it will not happen here. It has not. She actually told me it will happen before Dominion. I said, it will not happen here. It has no connection with this church. There is no bearing. It is not here. It has nothing to do with this place. You have to be strong in your spirit. Many of us don't know the battles we fight. And she went and said, in fact, there are many pastors' wives that are not married to their real husbands. I said, well, this one is married to her real one. Hallelujah! Life, this is not dream. This one is real. Are you listening to me? If you don't judge it by the word of God, it is not of God. If you dream and it cannot be lined up with God's word, even if an angel comes and says, thus saith the Lord. Hello, shiny, according to Kenneth Copeland, shiny out in the name of Jesus. You must line it up with the word of God. Amen. Somebody comes and starts telling you a dream that you cannot relate it to the word of God. Instantly, right there, say no. It is not of God. Praise God. If it is a repetitive dream, please do what? Fast. If you were not here at the beginning, get the tape. Repetitive dream, please do what? Please do what? Fast and pray until you feel a release. If it is for somebody, if it is a dream for somebody, pray about it first. Listen to me. If it is a dream about somebody else, pray about it first. Confirm from the Holy Spirit if you should tell the person. Because it's not every dream you go about telling people. Ask the Holy Spirit first. Should I tell him or her? If it is not of God, if the Holy Spirit does not permit you, please don't go ahead. And if the Holy Spirit says, go and tell that person, then you should do it wisely. Let's go to Daniel chapter 4. You do it wisely. You don't go there and just say it exactly the way you saw it. Let's read Daniel chapter 4 and you see what Daniel did. Daniel 4:19. Daniel chapter 4 and verse 19. Are you there? Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. He said, then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was what? Astonished for a time. And his thoughts troubled him. So the king spoke and said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you. Belteshazzar answered and said, my lord, may the dream concern those who hate you, and its interpretation concern your enemies. Now, did you see Daniel? He got the interpretation, praise God. And when the man asked him, before he could say, he said, this dream, may it happen to your enemies and to those that hate you. He didn't just go there and blood just said it. He said it wisely, amen. Sometimes we'll have revelations. We'll just say to that person, this season, just stay in the word of God and stay in prayers. Just be alert. You know, we may not tell you. Pastor will just call you and say, this for the next 2 weeks, just stay in the spirit and just be alert in the things of God. Because some people cannot handle that kind of information. Amen. Some people are afraid. And so you can't just, you have to ask God. And then when God tells you, give them, share it to that person in wisdom. Amen. Respond to your dreams. Solomon, when he had his dream, he responded. Gideon responded to his dream. Solomon responded, amen, to his dream. And Gideon responded to his dream. And above all, know that dreams and interpretations belong to God. Rise up to your feet. Lift up your hands towards heaven. We want to just pray in the spirit.